Hallelujah. Good morning, and may peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿平安归给在座的弟兄姐妹。
Today also is the first day of our new year, 2011.
今天是2011年的第一天。
And I also wish all of the brothers and sisters and friends a very happy new year too.
那我也希望大家能够新年快乐。
And as the new year comes, we all have a very joyful heart.
当新年来临，我们都有一颗很喜乐的心。
Because we have a new beginning.
因为我们有一个新的开始。
We thank God for the past 365 days for guiding us.
我们感谢神在过去的365天带领我们。
And He has given us chance to enjoy a new beginning, a new year.
那他又给我们机会能够享受一个新的开始。
This morning, the topic for our mutual encouragement is the new person in Christ.
今天与大家互相勉励的题目是在基督里的新人。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
我们看加拉太书。
The book of Galatians, chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章
verse 15
十五节
Galatians chapter 6 verse 15
加拉太书第六章十五节十五节受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要要紧的就是做新造的人
Here the Bible encourages every one of us
这里圣经勉励我们每一个人
To receive circumcision or not is not important
受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要
In the past when the people of Israelites when they are believers in God
在过去以色列人是信神的人。
They have to show that they are believer.
他们要表现出他们是信神的人。
Every single male have to receive circumcision.
每一位男丁都要接受割礼。
It's a sign to show people I'm a believer.
那就是向人显现我是信徒。
But now the new time has come.
但现在新的时代来了。
Paul said, for a believer, he must show that he is a true believer. How to show it?
保罗说信徒要显现出他是真正的信徒那他要如何显现呢
Not by going back to circumcision.
不是回到割礼
But rather is to show that you are new, you're a new person after you believe in Jesus Christ.
而是要显明说自己是新造的人
As we enter into a new year.
那我们到了新的一年
Many people want to have a new beginning.
很多人都要有新的开始
Last night I saw many brothers have a new haircut.
那昨天晚上我看到很多弟兄有一个新的发型。
Some people put on new clothes today.
有些人今天穿了新的衣服。
I also have a new tie.
那我也有新的领带。
We also want to enter a new year with something new.
我们都想要一些新的东西来进入新的一年。
But this our physical thing is not the most important.
但是这些都是物质的事物，不是最重要的。
The most important is our heart. It's what is invisible.
最重要的是我们的心是看不见的。
Is your heart being renewed day by day?
我们的心。每天都有更新吗
You have to ask why I have to renew my heart every day.
那我们可能会问为什么我们每天都要更新呢
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
我们翻开以弗所书
Chapter 4.
第四章
Chapter 4 verse 20.
第四章二十节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 20.
以弗所书第四章二十节你们学了基督却不是这样
21.
二十一节如果你们听过他的道领了他的教学了他的真理
22.
二十二，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
Verse 22 tells us, we after believing in Christ, we have to have some change.
二十二节告诉我们，当我们信主之后，我们要有一些改变。
We have to remove the old self, the old person, just like removing the old clothes.
我们要除去我们的旧人，就像是脱去我们的旧衣服一样。
Because we know a cloth, even though when you buy it, it's new, but after wearing for a few years, it becomes worn.
因为我们知道衣服买的时候是新的，但是穿了几年之后就很破旧了。
I need a new cloth.
需要新衣。
But the Bible tells us the cloth doesn't matter.
但是圣经告诉我们衣服不重要。
The person itself sometimes will get older and older.
即使是我们人本身也是会越来越旧。
But this is not talking about you getting old or aging, having more gray hair or wrinkles. Not about that.
但是这不是在说我们会越来越老，会有皱纹之类的东西。
It's talking about the inner person.
是指我们内在的人
our spirit and our soul
我们的灵还有我们的灵魂
if we are not careful we will get old inside
如果我们不小心我们内在会越来越老旧
even maybe that person is 20 years old look very young
即使一个人是二十岁看起来很年轻
very beautiful
很漂亮
very strong
非常的强壮
but if he is not careful
但是如果他不小心
his heart is very ugly
他的心会很丑陋
very old
非常的旧
because he has many bad behaviors
因为他有很多不好的行为
so that's why the Bible reminds us
所以圣经提醒我们
your old self will getting old and old every day
你的旧人每天会越来越旧
verse 23
23节
that's why you have to renew it day by day
所以我们要把心智改变
when I go to Paris 10 years ago
我十年前到巴黎的时候
at that place is a very beautiful city
那是一个很美丽的城市
It's a very historical city
是非常的有历史的城
市。There's lots of buildings, lots of palaces, lots of chapels.
有很多的建筑，还有一些城堡。
But the building there were always made of stones.
那里的建筑总是以石头造成的。
Because of raining, air pollution, so after like every 5-10 years, they have to renew the building. They have to brush the outside totally.
但是因为下雨还有空气污染，所以大概过了5-6年之后，就要把这个建筑更新。
Because the raining and the pollution will make the building look dark outside, gray, and then become very dark.
因为下雨还有污染，就会让建筑物的外面看起来很旧，很深。
So the government have to spend a lot of money to repair the building and to brush all the dust away. And after the whole project, wow, the building look new.
所以政府要花很多钱来整修这些建筑，那之后这个建筑物就看起来很新。
Even your house is the same.
我们的房子也是一样。
You buy a new house.
买了一个新房子。
The first day you go inside, very new, everything working nice.
第一天进去的时候都很新，所有事情都很好。
After spending 10 years inside, many things not working.
在里面住了10年之后，很多的东西就已经老旧。
Paintings falling off.
墙上的漆开始掉落。
So to repair the old stuff, put a new paint and make it look new once again.
所以要整修旧的事物，漆上新的漆，让所有的都看起来是新的。
As the children of God.
作为神的儿女，
Every time we have to do renewing.
我们每次都要更新。
Here tell us why our heart will getting old and ugly.
这里提到为什么我们的心会越来越旧，还有变丑
了。
22节。
Here tell us is because we have too much sinful desire and being deceived by it.
这里是说因为我们有太多的私欲，还有被私欲迷惑。
You know, brother and sister, the Bible tells us clearly.
所以弟兄姐妹，圣经清楚地告诉我们，
If a person have too much desire in his heart,
如果一个人的心里有太多的私欲，
his heart will become old and ugly.
他的心会变得很旧。
Check about ourselves, do I have too much desire?
所以我们要审查自己，我们有太多的私欲吗？
Look at the people of Israelites.
我们看以色列人。
God loved them so much.
神非常爱他们。
They were suffering in Egypt.
他们在埃及受苦。
God bring them out of Egypt.
神带领他们出埃及。
They are walking in the wilderness.
他们在旷野行走。
Every day they enjoy God's protection.
每天他们都享有神的保护。
The pillar of fire and cloud was there.
云柱火柱都在那里。
They lacking no food.
他们不缺食物。
Because God has rained down manna for them every single day.
因为神每天都降下玛瑙。
They lacking no water.
他们不缺水。
Because God let the rock, the spiritual rock, to follow them.
因为神让属灵的磐石跟随了他们。
Every day they have water.
每天他们都有水喝。
But the people of Israelites, their hearts were getting old and ugly.
但是以色列人民的心却是越来越旧和丑。
They always complain.
他们总是抱怨。
They are not happy.
他们不开心。
Why?
为什么？
Why they are not happy every day?
为什么每天都不开心呢？
Why?
为什么？
The reason is because they have too much sinful desires.
原因是他们有太多的私欲了。
They are not happy with their life.
他们对生活不开心。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹，
think about us ourselves.
我们想想我们自己。
For the past years,
在过去的一年，
most of the time, most of the day, are you happy or not happy?
大部分的时间我们是开心还是不开心？
If most of the day you are not happy,
如果大部分的时候你都不开心，
maybe your desire is too much.
可能就是你的私欲太多了。
Why?
为什么？
Because we are living in Vancouver, don't forget.
因为不要忘记我们住在温哥华。
So-called the most beautiful city on earth.
是被称为世界上最美丽的城市。
We have food.
我们有食物。
We have shelters.
我们有房子。
We have blessings.
我们有很多的福气。
We have jobs.
我们有工作。
We have everything.
我们什么都有。
But if we are still not happy,
但是如果我们仍然不开心，
many complaints in our life,
在我们生活中有很多的抱怨。
Maybe our desire is too much.
可能是我们私欲太多了。
And maybe we have bad habits.
可能我们有不好的习惯。
私欲 ，evil desires in our heart.
我们心里有很多私欲。
So that make our heart growing older and older.
所以我们的心会越来越旧。
So that's why we have to renew it.
所以我们才要更新。
So how to renew it?
我们要如何更新呢？
Now let's look at verse 23.
我们看23节。
Read again.
又要将你们的心智改换一新。
Here the Bible tells us.
这里圣经告诉我们。
Old self we must repair, we must renew, but how do we do it?
我们要如何把 旧的人改换一新呢？
Is to start from the heart.
要从心开始。
Everything we do is from the heart.
我们做的每一件事都是从心开始的。
If the heart do not change, the behavior will not change.
如果心不改变，行为就不会变。
Today, why are you here today?
今天为什么你在这里呢？
Why you get up so early to come to church today? Because your heart tells you you must come to the church.
This is
the new year. I want a new beginning. And I want a new beginning with the blessing of God. Most people are still sleeping in this hour. Some people go partying last night until 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
很多人昨天晚上去开派对到凌晨三四点。
But we chose a different life.
但是我们选择一个不同的生活。
Because we want something new.
因为我们要一些新的东西。
Our hearts tell us to do this.
我们的心告诉我们要这么做。
So in order to renew, we must start from the mind.
所以要改换一心，要从心开始。
Here tell us that from the changing of the mind, the heart of the mind.
这里讲说从心智开始改变。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs.
我们看箴言。
Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言第四章。
Verse 23.
23节。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
箴言第四章23节。 23节，你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Here the Bible tells us, you have to guard your heart above all things.
这里圣经告诉我们，要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
Some people they guard the wallet very carefully.
有些人非常保守自己的钱包。
Wow, I have to save money. I want to waste money. I don't want to get people cheat my money.
我要存钱，我不要浪费钱。
Some people guard their house.
有些人保守他们的房子。
They put metal gate, metal fence, security systems.
放很多的 石头的或是金属的篱笆。
But the Bible tells us what should we guard.
但是圣经告诉我们我们要保守什么呢？
It's to guard the heart.
保守我们的心。
Because if the heart is protected, it's God.
因为如果心被 保护着，
our heart will spring many good things.
我们的心会发出很多好的事情。
For example, last year, 2010.
比如说去年2010年,
do you think you are blessed?
你觉得你是 受到恩典的吗?
You work so hard.
你工作那么努力,
do you receive blessing from God?
你觉得从神那里有得到恩典吗?
Materially, do you receive blessing?
在物质上你得到恩典吗?
Okay, ask yourself another question.
那问自己另外一个问题,
in the past year, did I have joy and peace?
在过去一年我有平安喜乐吗?
Were I close to God?
我跟神很亲近吗?
In the past year,
过去一年,
did I have any bad habits?
我有不好的习惯吗?
Did I control by sin?
我有控制住不犯罪吗?
Did I have bad tempers?
我有坏脾气吗?
What is my relationship with my spouse?
我跟我的 伴侣的关系是什么?
Is it always fighting, arguing?
总是吵架吗?
What's my relationship with my children?
我跟我的儿女的关系是什么?
Is it always fighting?
总是在争吵吗?
What's my relationship with my friends and brothers and sisters in the church?
我跟我的朋友还有教会的弟兄姐妹的关系呢?
Is it peaceful?
是平安平静的吗?
All of the things we mentioned above actually start from the heart.
所以我们刚才提的事情都是从心开始的。
If the heart is changed,
如果心改变了,
you will see many new phenomena in 2011.
你在2011年就会看到很多新的事情。
If the heart is not changed, everything will come the same.
如果心不改变, 所有的事情都会是一样的。
But to change the heart is the most difficult things.
但是改变心是最困难的。
How can we change the heart?
我们要如何改变我们的心呢?
Usually, we live day by day, we repeat our same routines, our same doing of things, our attitude. It's so difficult to change.
通常我们每天的生活都是重复着过去的习惯还有行为，很难改变。
Why is it difficult to change the habit?
为什么很难改变你的习惯呢?
Because the heart is already fixed.
因为你的心已经定了。
But the Bible tells us,
但是圣经告诉我们,
how to change the heart.
我们要如何改变心呢?
You know, for human being, for us it's difficult to change. But there's one thing can make us change.
对人来说要改变很难，但是有一件事可以让我们改变。
The first thing is, when environment suddenly change, then it gives us a very good chance to change.
第一件就是当环境突然改变了，我们就有很好的机会可以改变自己。
When the environment changed so drastically, so suddenly,
当环境突然改变，改变得很大,
we have to force and think about what is happening and what should I do.
我们就被 强迫地去想说发生了什么事，我们要怎么做呢？
In the Bible, there was a parable.
在圣经里有一个比喻。
It's called the parable of the prodigal son.
是 浪子的比喻。
There was a father have two sons.
有一个父亲有两个儿子。
The father is very loving.
他的父亲很有爱心。
The firstborn son is very good.
第一个儿子很好。
But the secondborn is always doesn't want to work, doesn't want to stay in the house. He tells the father,
他跟他的父亲说
Hey daddy, can you give me my share of the portion?
你能给我我遗产的那一部分吗
To ask the father for the estate before the father died is an insult to the father.
在父亲还没去世之前就跟父亲分产业对父亲是很侮辱的
But the father knows his heart is not at home. Even though I bound him, it's no use.
但是父亲知道他的心不在家里，即使把他绑住也没有用。
Okay, whatever you want, I give it to you.
不管你要什么，我就给你。
哇 ，the younger son is very happy.
小儿子就很开心。
Oh, go very far.
他就往远方去了。
Because he doesn't want to be in the house.
因为他不想在家里。
He thinks I've been in the house all my life. I have enough.
他想说，我一辈子都待在家里，我已经够了。
I want freedom.
我要自由。
I don't want to be told to do anything.
我不要人家告诉我要怎么做。
I want to enjoy my life.
我要享受生活。
I want to enjoy my future.
我要享受我的未来。
My future is in my own hand.
我的未来在我的手里。
So he goes very far places.
所以他到很远的地方去。
Nobody knows him.
没有人知道他。
He has no burden.
他没有负担。
He thinks I can do whatever I want.
他想我可以做我说任何要做的事。
He make many friends.
他交了很多朋友。
Every day he enjoys himself.
每天他都很享受。
Eating and drinking.
他吃喝。
Until one day he spent all his money.
直到有一天把他的钱都花光了。
Wow, because you know, earning money is difficult. Spending money is very quick.
我们知道赚钱不容易，花钱却很容易。
Wow, his money all finished.
他所有的钱财都耗尽了。
What should he do now?
他现在要怎么做呢
？No problem, I'll get a job.
他想没问题，我就找一个工作。
I earn some money and support myself.
赚一些钱来供给我自己。
But at that time is famine.
但那个时候是饥荒。
There's no job.
没有工作。
No food.
没有食物。
What did he do?
那他怎么做呢
？He's almost dying.
他快死了
Dying for no food.
因为没有食物快死了
All his friends he made in the past spending money by making the friends all say no to him doesn't know him anymore.
他过去交的朋友跟他一起花钱的朋友都不认识他都不认他
He's still so desperate.
他非常绝望
Oh, finally he find one job.
最后找到了一个工作
To feed the pigs.
就是去放猪的
Wow, because we know pig is dirty animal for the Jewish.Unclean animals.
因为我们知道猪对犹太人来说是不洁净的动物。
But he has no choice.
但是他没有选择。
He is a Jew, but he has to feed the pigs.
他是犹太人却要喂猪。
And he's so hungry.
那他肚子很饿。
He even want to eat the food provided to the pig, but it's not allowed.
他甚至想拿猪所吃的食物，却没有人给他。
Wow, it's so terrible.
那是非常可怕的情形。
This younger son, he never think about his own destiny or future until this point.
那这个小儿子直到这一刻都还没有想到他过未来是什么样的。
Until this point.
直到这个时候才开始想。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
我们看路加福音十五章。
Verse 17.
十七节。
Luke 15, 17.
路加福音十五章十七节。
你常常读，每一节都是你读。
十七节，他醒悟过来就说：“我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我到在这里饿死吗
？”Verse 18.
十八节，我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说。父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
Verse 19.
十九节，从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。
Here is the turning point of the son.
这里是对这个儿子来说是一个转捩点。
He suddenly realized.
他突然醒悟过来。
He suddenly changed his heart.
突然心改变了。
He said, "Oh, why? What I'm doing here?"
他在想，我在这里做什么呢
？Do I want to continue to suffer here and die?
我要继续在这里受苦而死吗
？Oh, my father have many food.
我父亲有很多的食物
Many places.
很多的地方
Let me get up.
让我起来
Go back to my father.
回到我父亲那里去
Say sorry to him.
跟他道歉
Please accept me. I'll be your worker. I'm no more to become your son.
跟他说我得罪了你我做你的雇工吧
So this is how he have the change of the heart.
这就是他如何改变他的心
So brother and sister, we know that human heart is not easy to change.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们知道人心不容易改变。
But when you are in your life of turning point, you think you are suffering, and you think your life should not continue like this anymore.
但是当我们到了一个生命的转折点，我们觉得我们在受苦，觉得不能这样继续下去了。
And then maybe this point is forced you to think about should I start changing the way I'm thinking?
可能这时候我们就被强迫的去想，我们要。
改变我们的思想的
方法。我们要改变我们思想的方法。
There was a mother always praying for the son.
有一个母亲总是为她的儿子祷告。
Because the son not study hard at school.
因为她的儿子在学校不用心的读书。
He's always lazy.
总是很懒惰。
He's always skip class.
总是翘课。
But the mother's believe in God.
但是母亲信神。
The mother knows.
她知道。
I cannot change his heart.
我不能改变我儿子的心。
But God can change his heart.
但是神可以改变他的心。
I pray for him every day.
我每天为他祷告。
This son doesn't want to study.
这个儿子不想念书。
He's very smart.
他非常聪明。
He go out to do many part-time jobs.
他在外面有很多的工。
Because he finds somebody, he finds his friend.
因为他有很多朋友。
He said his friend doesn't receive education, he can still do well.
他有很多朋友都没有受什么教育，但是却做得很好。
But one day his friend, who didn't receive much education, was manager, was fired.
但是有一天他有一个没有受什么教育的朋友，本来是经理却被开除了。
Suddenly no job.
突然就没有工作。
And after a long time cannot find a job.
那过了一段时间也找不到工作。
Because he has no education.
因为他没有教育。
And this son suddenly think.
那这个儿子突然就想。
Hey, what about one day if I'm just like him?
那如果有一天我像他一样呢？
I'm smart. God gave me a good brain, good mind.
我很聪明，神给我很聪明的头脑。
But if I keep lazing and wasting my life,
但是如果我继续这么懒惰，浪费我生命。
Not studying hard.
我不努力的念书。
Maybe I got a good job now, but one day I can lay off. I have no education. Where can I go?
可能现在有一个好的工作，但是有一天被开除了，没有好的教育，又能怎么做呢？
And suddenly his mind, just like open.
他的心突然就好像打开了一样。
He tell his mother.
他跟他的母亲说,
Mother, I want to study now.
说, 我现在想要念书了。
I want to be a hardworking student.
我想要很认真的读书。
I know without education I can go nowhere.
我知道没有教育, 我哪里都不能去。
Hey, suddenly he just realized.
他突然就, 了解,
he observed something in his life.
他在他生命中观察到一些事。
When something changed,
当一件事, 一些东西改变了,
God opened up.
神就开,
just like this prodigal son.
就像这个浪子,
he didn't want to change unless his environment suddenly changed.
除了环境改变,
but now he has been forced to think.
但现在他却必须想,
there's another brother.
有另外一个弟兄,
actually, from long time, he has been a member of our church.
他是我们教会的信徒很久的时间了。
But after a long time, he didn't come to church.
但是经过很长一段时间都没有来教会。
At the beginning, he didn't feel anything.
在开始他一点感觉都没有,
but after a long time, just like this prodigal son, being far and far, far and far from God.
但是过了很长一段时间, 就像这个浪子一样, 离神越来越远,
his life is not smooth.
他的生活不顺利,
going here, do this, not smooth.
去那边做这件事不顺利,
family not smooth.
另外一件事也不顺利,
health not smooth.
他的健康也不顺利,
think about what is happening.
他就在想发生什么事,
just like this prodigal son.
就像这个浪子一样,
maybe I should come back to God.
可能我要回到神的身边,
and he came back to God.
那他回到神的面前,
so brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹,
think about our life in 2010.
我们想我们2010年的生活,
are we blessed by God?
我们受到神的祝福吗?
Do we enjoy peace and joy in our hearts?
我们心里有平安喜乐吗?
If we say not much,
如果我们说并没有,
we work so hard, we don't know why it's happening.
我们工作那么努力,
maybe this is the time we stop and think.
可能是我们要停下来想的时候,
and come back to God.
然后回到神面前,
I read an article in the newspaper.
我在, 报纸里看到一篇报道,
change, it mentioned about, you know, in the hospice is the place where the terminal illness, the cancer people, how they spend their last days, receive terminal care.
他提到在, 安宁病房里面, 就是癌症末期里面, 癌症末期的人在里面,
In the past, I've never been to the hospice before.
在过去我从来没有到安宁病房去。
But because a few years ago, we had a sister who was baptized, and then she was in terminal cancer, so she lived in a hospice, so we always go to visit her.
但是几年前我们有一个姐妹, 她受洗了, 但是是癌症末期, 所以我们就去安宁病房, 拜访她。
The newspaper say like this.
新闻的报道这么说,
those working in the hospice, like the nurse or the doctor or even the caretakers,
在安宁病房的工作人员, 像医生还有护士, 还有一些, 看护人员,
after they're working there for a few years, usually they have a change of their mind.
在那里工作几年之后, 通常都会改变他们的想法。
What do they change?
他们改变什么呢?
They'll value more about the family.
他们会更加重视他们的家庭。
Because they see people just die easily.
因为他们看到人很容易的就会死去。
The people who are dying are not the old people, some are young people, some are middle-aged people, some are children.
死人不是都是老人, 也有年轻人, 也有中年人, 也有小孩。
When every week you see somebody dying in front of your eyes, your heart will change.
当你每个礼拜都看到有人在你面前死去, 你的心就会改变。
The newspaper reporter interviewed those hospice workers.
这个报道讲到这位记者, 访问这些, 安宁病房的工作人员。
The hospice workers said,
他们说,
when I see people dying,
当我看到人死
，Nobody will say I regret I didn't work harder。
没有人会说我后悔我没有更努力的工作。
Nobody say this。
没有人这么说。
Nobody say I should have worked harder, more hours, so I can earn more money or be promoted or be have more successful。
没有人会说我应该要更努力的工作，做更多的时间，赚更多的钱，能够更有成就。
But most people, when they say they regret, is I didn't spend much time for my family。
但是大部分人后悔的就是没有多花时间跟家人在一起。
My relationship with my children is no good。
我跟我儿女的关系不好。
My relationship with my wife, my husband is no good。
我跟我妻子跟我丈夫的关系不好。
Most of them regret about this。
大部分人都是后悔这。
But when they regret about this in the dying bed, is no use。
但是当在要死去的时候，这样后悔已经没有用了。
It's too late to change anything。
已经太晚了，没办法改变什么。
And for us Christians, we know that there's one thing we have to regret if we are not careful。
但是作为基督徒，我们知道我们要后悔一点。
It's our relationship with our God。
就是我们与神的关系。
When we are healthy。
当我们健康的时候。
When our situation is smooth。
当一切都很顺利。
If we don't worship God。
如果你不敬拜神。
If we don't come to church always。
如果你不常来教会。
If we don't work for God。
如果不为神做工。
And if one day we are dying on a sick bed。
有一天我们要死去了。
Can you say, "Oh, I regret I should have come to church more often"?
我们可以说，我后悔没有，我应该多来教会吗
？I believe in Jesus for my whole life, but I don't know the Bible。
我一生都信主，但是却不知道圣经。
I believe in Jesus for so long, I never bring anyone to church。
我信耶稣这么久了，却没有带领任何人来教会。
But of course, most of us won't think about this because we seldom visit those places and see people dying and regretting。
那当然，我们大部分人都不会这么想，因为我们很少去地方看到人家死。
2010 have already passed。
2010年快已经过去了。
2010, many people has passed away。
2010年很多人都在这一年去世。
God still give us another chance, another year。
但是神仍然给我们一个机会，一个新的一年。
Do you know when we die, only two things matter. Before we die.
知道在我们死前只有两件事情重要吗
？The first thing is a family.
就是家人。
Is your family around you and supporting you?
你的家人在你身边支持你吗
？Some people when they die or they are very sick, no family care for them. Very poor, very pitiful.
有些人病重的时候，快死的时候，没有家人在旁边，非常可怜。
Their wife, their husband is not around.
他们的妻子或丈夫都不在。
The children don't even care.
他们的小孩不在乎。
Because their relationship with them were far and distant.
因为他们的关系是非常的遥远的。
So before we die, our relationship with our children is very important.
所以在我们死前。
And our relatives.
我们与我们亲人还有子女的关系非常
重要。The second most important things.
第二重要的是。
Is our relationship with God.
是我们与神的关系。
Even nobody cares for you, you're dying.
即使你快死了，没有人照顾你。
But if we can go to heaven,
但是如果你能进天国
like Lazarus,
就像拉撒路一样
oh, he's a poor beggar, but after he died, he go to Abraham's bosom.
他是很贫穷的乞丐，但是在他死之后，他能到亚伯拉罕的怀里。
So this is the most blessed things.
所以这是最重要的。
So today, beginning of 2011.
所以今天是2011年的开始。
We have to think about this.
我们要想这点。
Do I have good relationship with my relatives and my loved one?
我跟我的亲戚还有家人有好的关系吗
？Secondly, did I have good relationship with God?
第二点，我与神有好的关系吗
？If no, then 2011 we have to work hard. We have to change.
如果没有，那2011年我们就要很努力，我们要改变。
We have to change our heart first, and then so that we can see what is most important in our life.
我们要先改变我们的心，我们才能看见生命中最重要的是什么。
Usually we don't see our defect, our weakness easily.
通常我们不容易看到我们自己的缺点。
We only want people to change. Oh, you should change. You should change. You should be better. You should improve.
我们只想要别人改变，觉得说你要改进你自己，要变得更好。
In a husband and wife relationship.
例如说在夫妻的关系当中。
When it's not working well.
如果关系不好。
Why?
为什么
Because usually both sides don't want to change himself or herself. He wants the other side to change.
通常两边都不愿意改变自己，都想要另一方能够改变。
Of course, nobody will change.
当然没有人会改变。
For example, father and mother and children relationship.
那比如说父母跟子女的关系。
Sometimes relationship is no good. Why?
有时候关系不好，为什么呢
？They both don't want to change.
因为两方都不愿意改变。
They want to keep their own way.
他们要照自己的方法。
Because the heart is very, very strong, very stubborn.
因为我们人的心都很固执。
But the Bible tells us.
但是圣经告诉我们。
If you want a new life.
如果要一个新的生活。
If you want a new beginning.
如果要一个新开始。
If you want new blessing.
如果要新的恩典。
You have to start to change the heart.
你要改变你的心。
Change the heart the way we think.
要改变我们的想法。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
我们看路加福音。
The book of Luke, chapter 5.
路加福音第五章。
36节。Luke chapter 5, verse 36.
路加福音第五章三十六节。三十六节，耶稣又设一个比喻对他们说：没有人把新衣服撕下一块来补在旧衣服上，若是这样，就把新的撕破了，并且所撕下来的那块新的和旧的也不相称。三十七节，也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里，若是这样，新酒必将皮袋裂开，酒便漏出来，皮袋也就坏了。三十八节，但新酒必须装在新皮袋里。
Here Jesus make a parable.
这里耶稣做一个比喻。
Here nobody will put a patch of new of old skin into a new garment.
没有人会把旧衣服的一块撕下来补在新衣服上。
Or the vice versa.
也不会把新的补在旧衣服上。
Why?Because the two kind of fiber, the flexibility is different.
因为两块布的的不一样。
The old one already strained, so will not be flexible anymore.
因为旧的已经拉开了，所以已经不再有
But the new one
不再伸缩了。
Will change.
但新的还会改变。
So you put the new one on the old, or vice versa, it will all break.
所以把旧的放在新的，或把新的放在旧的上面，就会破掉。
Same as wine skin.
啤酒袋也是一样。
So what does it tell us?
所以这告诉我们什么呢
？Why we sometimes so difficult to change？
为什么有时候这么难改变
？We read the Bible, we listen to the sermon, but so hard to change ourselves.
我们读经，我们听道理，但是却很难改变自己。
Because sometimes we just think I don't want to change it. Subconsciously, we think I don't need to change myself. This is the way I am.
因为我们有时候不想改变，潜意识里我们不想改变自己，觉得我们就是这样子。
We don't think our old character is bad, so that oh, this is my way.
我们不觉得我们旧的个性不好，我们就说这就是我。
For example, every time after we lose our temper.
比如说，有时候我们发脾气过后。
We think, oh yeah, I know it's not good, right? But this is my way. I'm born like this.
我们会觉得啊，这样不好，但是我就是这样子，我生来就这样子。
So next time the same thing. Oh, bad temper again.
所以下一次又发脾气了。
For example, sometimes we are greedy.
就是，例如说，有时候我们很贪心。
Sometimes even we ourselves know we are quite greedy.
有时候其实我们自己也知道我们很开心，
yourself,
我们很贪心。
Of course, everybody is like this, right? There's nothing wrong.
但是我们会说每一个人都是这样子，没有什么错的。
Because we don't want to change.
因为我们不想改变。
So that's why when Jesus' teaching come.
所以当耶稣的教导来了。
It's difficult to make any effect.
那很难有什么功效。
So brother and sister, now is the new year.
那弟兄姐妹，现在是新的一年。
We'll let Jesus' teaching enter our heart differently.
我们。会让耶稣的教导进到我们的心吗、
oh, Jesus, this is a new year.
耶稣这是新的一年。
Change me.
改变我。
Even though this passage, I've heard it for a long time, but I have not done it.
即使这一段经节我已经听过很多次了，但是却没有行出来。
I want a new mind.
我要一个新的。
I want a new beginning.
新的开始。
Please help me.
请帮助我。
Secondly, how can we change?
第二点，我们要怎么改变呢
？Let's turn back to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36.
我们翻开以西结书三十六章。
Ezekiel chapter 36.
以西结书三十六章。
Verse 26.
二十六章。
Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26.
以西结书三十六章二十六章二十六节，二十六节，我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
37.
二十七节，我必将我的。
27.
二十七节，我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
Here is a very precious statement in the book of Ezekiel.
这是以西结书中非常宝贵的一节。
He said, "God promised to give us a new heart and a new spirit."
这里说神应许要给我们一个新心，还有心灵。
It's so difficult to change a person's heart.
我们知道要改变一个人的心非常的困难。
Unless God's spirit is working.
除非神的灵在运作。
Here tells when God gives us a new spirit.
这里讲神给我们一个新的灵。
We'll remove the stony heart.
会从我们的会除掉我们的石心。
Sometimes we are parents, we know. Look at our children when they are small, they are obedient.
有时候我们作为父母的就知道，我们看我们的儿女小时候非常的听话。
Then suddenly they become teenager.
突然变成青少年了。
They don't want to hear from you.
就不想听你的。
Wow, their heart is so strong, like a stone.
他们的心很硬，就像石头一样。
Not even teenagers, sometimes us, we human beings, even we are adult, but sometimes our heart is so hard.
也不一定只是青少年，有时候我们成年人也是一样，我们的心非常的硬。
How do we know our heart is hard?
我们怎么知道我们的心很硬呢？
When our heart is difficult to be touched by God.
当我们的心很难被神感动。
We know that when our heart is very soft, even though you hear the message of God, you feel touched.
我们知道，当我们的心很软的时候，听到神的道理，我们就会被感动。
You listen to Him, you feel touched.
我们听到赞美诗，我们就感动。
You want to change.
我们想要改变。
But when the heart is hardened.
但是当你的心已经硬了。
Difficult to change.
很难改变。
But who can change us?
但是谁能改变我们？
Here there was the new spirit come inside, your heart will start to change.
这里讲到，当新的灵来到我们里面，我们的心就会改变。
When you fail to change yourself so many times,
可能我们自己改变好几次都失败了。
I know my weakness, but I cannot change. What should I do?
我们知道我们的软弱，但是没办法改变，怎么做呢？
Pray for the Holy Spirit to fill us.
我们求圣灵充满我们。
When you look at your children,
我们看我们的孩子。
You know that they are going the wrong direction.
我们知道他们是往错误的方向去。
You cannot change them.
没办法改变他们。
Even they themselves cannot change themselves.
其实他们自己也没办法改变他们。
What can you do?
我们能怎么做呢？
You ask for God.
我们问神。
Because only God has the power to change the heart.
因为只有神有能力能够改变人的心。
For the past week,
过去一个礼拜，
we have 40 students staying in the church for almost 5 days to attend a spiritual convocation.
我们有大概40位学生待在教会参加学生灵恩会。
We have seen God work mightily, powerfully among the heart of the young people.
我们有看到神的大能在这年轻人的身上运作。
You know what happened is now the young people they face many challenges and many temptations.
我们知道现在年轻人遇到很多的挑战还有试探。
It is not easy for young people to stay at the church.
要一个年轻人待在教会非常困难。
Do you know why many mainstream churches are closing or selling the chapel?
我们知道为什么很多的教会都已经关闭他们的会堂了吗？
Why?
为什么？
Because only old people going to church.
因为只有老年人去教会。
When old people die, there's nobody come to church.
当老年人死了，就没有人来教会
了。To sell the chapel.
所以就把会堂卖了。
Because nowadays, very hard for young people to go to church and stay in the church.
因为现在很难让年轻人来教会，还有留在教会。
Because the world is too attractive.
因为这个世界太吸引人了。
The sinful pleasure in the world obtain focus and occupy the heart of the young people.
这世上的罪恶都占据了他们的心。
Video games.
一些电玩
Internet
网路
Dancing
还有跳舞
Drugs
还有毒品
Alcohol
还有酒
Gangs
还有帮派
Many many things occupy the heart of young people
很多很多的事情都占据了年轻人的心
That's why today young people actually their heart is very empty
这是为什么现在年轻人的心其实很空虚
There was a young fellow young brother who testified the last day
在最后一天有一个年轻的弟兄见证。
When I heard his testimony, I was very touched.
听到他的见证，我觉得很感动。
He said he was born into the church.
他说他在教会出生。
But he didn't come to the church always.
但是他并没有都来教会。
He didn't feel the interest.
他没有兴趣。
In the church, he has no friend.
教会里没有朋友。
And later, the mother changed the job, working on Saturday.
之后，他的母亲换了工作，在安息日要工作。
So the mother cannot bring him to the church.
所以他的母亲就不能带他来教会。
So she stopped coming to the church for a while.
所以他有一段时间都没有来教会。
You know what happened when a young people stop coming to church?
你知道当一个年轻人不来停止来教会会发生什么事吗？
It's not going to be good.
是不好的。
It's very easy to go astray.
他很容易就迷失了。
He said he met some bad friends.
他说他交了一些不好的朋友。
Doing some bad things outside.
在外面做一些不好的事。
Even though he feel free.
即使他觉得很自由
but in his heart he's not happy.
但他心却不快乐
he feel the emptiness.
他觉得很空虚
but until this time it's the very first time he come to the SSC
但是这一次是他第一次来参加学生灵恩会
do you know what we do in SSC?
你知道我们在学生灵恩会做什么吗
every day simply just pray
每天就是祷告
just read Bible
读经
no internet
没有网路
no video game
没有玩游戏
not even allowed to leave the church premises
你离开教会的地都不行。
You're thinking, what kind of treatment is this, right?
我们会想这是什么样的待遇。
But after 5 days,
但是过了五天
this youth experienced tremendous working of God in his heart.
这个年轻人在心里体验到神的大
能。He didn't have Holy Spirit before.
他之前没有圣灵。
But he was told to pray for the Holy Spirit.
但是他被教导要求
圣灵。Just say Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
就祷告 Hallelujah.
And suddenly God's Holy Spirit come and charge him.
那突然神的灵就降临到他身上。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵充满。
From the day he received Holy Spirit.
他得到圣灵的那一天开始。
He looks different.
看起来就不一样。
He looks suddenly look joyful.
看起来就很开心。
He looks innocent.
看起来很单纯。
He looks peaceful.
看起来很平静。
Because God's Spirit working in his heart.
因为神的灵在他的心里。
And then he feel I like coming to church.
那他就觉得我喜欢来教会。
I have many friends in the church.
教会有很多朋友。
I enjoy praying.
我很喜欢祷告。
Wow, his heart changed.
他的心变了。
He has found that what attracts him, actually, the most best attraction is God.
他知道什么是吸引他的，最吸引人的其实就是神。
Today, what attracts you?
今天什么事情会吸引我们
呢? If we are attracted by the world,
如果我们被世界吸引,
are you truly happy?
我们真的开心吗?
Maybe happy for a while.
可能暂时会开心。
But if you are far from God, your heart is not truly peaceful and happy.
但是如果离神很远，我们的心没办法真正的平安起了。
So today, if we think, I have been trying myself, trained myself so many times, but I failed.
所以今天如果我们觉得我们已经试了很多次但是却失败了
We have to ask the Holy Spirit to help us.
我们要求圣灵帮助我们
If you want to train your children but you fail
如果你要训练你教导你的儿女但是却失败了
You ask the Holy Spirit to fill them and change them.
你求圣灵充满他们改变他们
If you try to change your spouse and you fail
如果你要改变你的配偶但是却失败了
You ask the Holy Spirit to fill them and change them.
你求圣灵充满他们改变他们
Because when Holy Spirit is fill us.
因为当圣灵充满我们
Verse 27 said
27节说
I'll give you my spirit and then you'll submit to my ordinances and follow my teachings
我必将我的灵放在你们里面使你们顺从我的律例谨守遵行我的典章
When a person is filled with the spirit
当一个人被圣灵充满
It's not difficult to follow the truth
要遵守到真理并不难
So brother and sister
所以弟兄姐妹
A new year has started already
新的一年已经开始
What is in front of us we don't know But we, one thing we know.
但是有一件事我们知道。
We cannot pass 2011 without God.
我们没办法，没有神，我们没办法度过二零一一年。
We need God into our hearts.
我们需要神在我们心里。
If we want a new phrase in our life.
如果要生命中要有开始新的一
段。New relationship with your spouse.
要跟你的伴偶建立新的关系。
Children.
跟你的儿女新的关系。
Brother and sister.
还有弟兄姐妹。
In workplace.
在你工作上
It is time to let God's word to change ourselves.
那这个时候就要让神的话来改变我们。
Let Holy Spirit change our mentality totally.
让圣灵能够改变我们的想法。
This is the only way to receive blessing from God.
这是唯一从神那里得到恩典的方法。
May the Lord bless you.
愿神祝福大家。
Let's sing hymn.
唱诗。
93.
93首。